In the 1890s, Munch completed a number of canvases that struck him as sharing a common theme after he saw them exhibited together for the first time. He called the cycle the frieze of life. It deals with the timeless themes of life, sex, and death. You'll see them touched on often in this gallery. One of Munch's principal motifs in the series was the Madonna, a figure far from traditional images of the Virgin Mary. Instead, these pictures express the artist's deeply conflicted views of women, whom he saw as both dangerous seducers and miraculous givers of life. Here he not only transforms a religious icon into a sexual one, he casts the viewer as an active participant. Reinhold Heller.
The Madonna, which Munch worked on in numerous versions, depicts a nude woman, her head thrown back, raising one arm behind her head and the other behind her back, in a fashion to display her naked torso. This is a sexual moment. Essentially, the woman is seen by the man who is her partner, and the viewer then takes that particular role.
Munch makes the connection explicit with a later lithograph also called Madonna. It's hanging in the print section at the far end of this gallery. On the scarlet border of the lithograph, he adds a fetus and floating spermatozoa. For Munch, red is the color of passion, of life, and of the life-affirming force of art. He said,
I have no other children but my paintings.